Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Feet Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. And at that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural entities. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? And thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhists who dwell in the three times rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, a mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as true, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how the Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as it was taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One. Yeah.
Yeah. Ale ngazo toma kinu chiba sa. Ale toma kinu chiba se de sati chiba mayimba. Ale tomba ale ranju la ta kar sa. Ale rani ki sheba de gyeso sunjo no na kari ngoma dendu sa. Ale tomba. Gyesen chiba chanja ngane deyo na misa kinu chiba goya mewa chiba. Ani numa chenda mege yungo leyo na zota chiba goya jiro wasala da.
So with regard to developing the proper motivations when we listen to the teachings, which is not something, we should understand that something which is newly developing, but rather, you know, we can look at the developing a motivation as which which can really, the probe within our domain or our mind, what state of mind that we are abiding in right now. If our mind is already being, you know, it's already been overwhelmed by some kind of positive thinking, then there's no need to develop the further, adjust the motivations. And if our mental state, if you find the mental state is something overwhelmed by some kind of negative thinking or discursive thoughts, then obviously that needs to be adjusted to the positive one.
인자네 지난 선바티지 배치 망쳐야 돼 배치 놈한테 영어 돼 되어질라다 개용어 예주말에 매개명어 예주말에 지 하나 밤행월 되어질라다
So the general speaking the one might find our mental state which tends to be in a state where which is the neutrality neither it is in a positive state of mind nor the negative state of mind.
밤행원에 대해나 아니 다 계산에 줬대서 내려와요. 그래서 내게 용원에 대해나 아니 뒤중아 속에 개와 건조에서나 내게 이슈 체명원에 대해서는 동보 알레키노 맞아야 제 운종을 전에니 선바데 밤행원에 대해 이제 신이 계산에 준 주야지 저다 발이 들어 왔어.
So So when we are engaging in the process of adjusting the motivation, if you find your mental state, which is in the neutral state, then it would be easier, or it is you find it very conducive to adjusting into the positive one, or otherwise, if your mind is influenced by some kind of discursive thoughts or negative thoughts, such as like hatred or whatever, then obviously at such a case, you are not really, you shouldn't really focus on adjusting but right away, but rather you should reflect on, one's own breath in and out, so which would contribute to turning your mind into the positive state the latter.
Did you also 뒤진 추미슬 안에서 도금에 들어서 개요 말이마도 아니 단단히 추에 개생 원래 되는 개생 가린 원래 되셔로 변화 대반 접이 원래 되도에 양지 상바다 이제 하는 인종 상주생 가린 원래 되도 같은 원세 도로 거 저기 드리게 면도 알아다 가서 뒤진 안에 면도 일단 개생 원래 되는 개생 대용 원래 되어서 이제 가서 시에 두고 면도 왔어라다
So if you so when you probe your mind the what state of mind that you have possessed when you listen to the teachings. So if you find the mental state which is overwhelmed by the positive thinking, then we need to pinpoint what exactly the positive thinking or thoughts that we have adopted at the moment, whether it be overwhelmed by some kind of development of the compassions for all living beings, or it is kind of in the form of the faith that you have for the objects for the refuge and so on.
당가서 몸보시는 추조를 아니 되는 다제 템바시제도 봐 꾸무스슈라고 지금 해봤지 아니 되는데라 아니 타 저랑게 타협이 선제 타제기 때문에 선제적 공포성이 되는데 나라고 집에 담바지 차바래 나야 대나게 진용아 제기 내 유튜브에 저랑게 신절로로 지인다고 그러잖아 아니 내는 것을 여 대념이 나는 있는 것 미받듯이잖아 선발 때 편치 못 왔어
So I won't elaborate any further on how to develop the proper motivations. To be brief, you should imagine the Buddha in front of you, which is surrounded by the bodhisattvas, and in front of which that you develop certain motivations to pursue the spiritual practices, which would lead you to the attainment of this state of enlightenment, ultimately, as well as the Buddha did in the past. So that you would be able to benefit the infinite number of the beings. So let us meditate that the Buddha is right in front of you, in person, in real.
tātārīkī kīnū chīpa chīchī ngāne āni dājā tīmbī ndīli mīpa chīhā lā tēne dājā tīmbī āni kāngsū gīrī sēnā āni chīrā ngī kōpā nāgī chī nyē nyē chūgū yā nā āni ngē sūmbī chū tēlā chīrā kī tūsā chēshū sūngū rā wā sā lā tā tē ngā yu nē sī rā wā lā tā
So with this, the kind of the development of the motivations when it comes to listening to teachings, then now the what would the Buddha teach? The Buddha would teach or to show you the path how he attained the state of enlightenment. You know, which is what the Buddha would teach.
Mona tindu ngi to san chegi to san de karal jo karal to san chegi ro sana ani Thomas san jegi song ba de jaga pendu na je nyang sene to ba rang ji la thong ani chi su lo za wa na je ni ta je ne ani de yang je me be ani se mi ji ba na ji ni rim ba je ne ani rang ji ge ga na le tu ne ani de na na so na je ani sha jo la ji ne ba sing de la ani chen je che go sa la
so Now the question is, what is that kind of teachings the Buddha taught in the past? So there have been the scriptural collections which that the later study and implemented by the Indian master who wrote the commentaries of the Buddha's the authentic teachings. The base of which that they develop the realizations, and later, the translations that they took place from Indian language to the Tibetan language and the many other languages, and so now we have approach to the teachings that what is known as the great teachings or the stages of the path to enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa.
Nyech ma chi chi ma tu na chi na sui la na la ma na wa yin jo chi yin chi li ji xiang yi ki baisha yore sa la na kan je tin ri ki yung ma na wa chi la nga su yi chi nye chi yi ki koko zong bo chi tau ba ri sa la na
So, and finally, we should consider ourselves, very fortunate enough to approach to such a teachings, to have encounter with such a teachings, which, particularly in the era where if you may find the flaws in the interpretations made by the Lama, but yet that they are still there's an authentic the translation which has already been taken place in English language, so you can refer to.
Toto mebi sonu chee la da, rani le lani jini mewa mele dine hiye chue ki, chue chi ngane maare la da. Ngane chanan diki chue di bi daata ne.
So, as far as the credentiality in terms of the realization that the master would really have as an instrumental, the element, I don't think that, I would be really eligible to have that kind of credentiality. So, by saying that would imply that how much the realization, the spiritual realization that the master must have, so in order to expound that very precious teachings to others without any flaw.
nga mota jine to ma shin yi mota ten de ji za chen ma jine ta ne chuan su tin ne ju ro go re pe ne ka chen bu shi da re sa la da
so by having the credentiality in terms of the spiritual realization, the standard the spiritual realization is can be seen as very expensive car driven by maybe like not reliable driver, so having you all the back seat.
No, tengah gigi membuci gigi zombo tadi, lo nyesi masih sensitif, lo ni lang di tengah saya di tak, aku semin rosak tak, kaji ngarong yang malang dari jauh asal ada, lo gigi nampak senang itu, senang sangat senang dan juga nampak.
So as far as my own case in terms of acquiring the intellectual understanding, you know, I have studied the Buddhist scripture extensively over the 20 years, approximately 20 years. So as far as the you know, scriptural knowledge is concerned, you know, I feel you know, very confident about that. Regardless of the regardless of how deep the spiritual, I mean, the spiritual realization that I may have, I think.
Mm-hmm. 인자네 다 된지 추어서 이니 친에 간다 제거서나 이니 다니가 속에 이니 지 감 지가 다 건제 대스 지 미바체 임발라다 대기 이니 균로 주비 개처럼 알라다 된지 균로 주면 간제 상추 생기 생비고네 이니 추어데 친에 제거해지 지로 알라다
So that's such a great teaching. So when you listen to from the point of view of the you know from the point of view of the development of the motivation that we must have is the bodhicitta, the awakening mind.
Indigit Danga Zombo Yimbi, Jitse Carres Law in Jidang and so the ancient Mobushi Sari Tison Goro and Jeroalada. Conje Jun Jel may be Chichu de la Yeres and Alagro Alada, Narichimal. Roa Jun de Penasaji Nibal, Danga Yichuasena, and Jun Jel may be any Chichu, Shanjo Langeribala Yero City, Saji Nibat and Oroas.
So this particular text, you know, is. Has the such a matter where the all the key components or the key points of all the scriptural the scriptural teachings or the collection of the scriptures, so it's already been incorporated in it. So when you talk about what the unique feature that this particular text has, then you know it. You know, it comes into the picture the second category, which is the showing the greatness of the teaching itself. You know, in order to engender the respect or the reference for the instructions.
Saji ni pati sumba de lo saji. Saji je pati ni danga ngu je loma je teri rinpa se lao yedi. Ni ta ni ta sanje je kapan la rogo yin so na ni kani rogo re kani je na rogo re se lao yedi. Saji je pati gosu ukuro ala da.
And then we have already been discussed about how we should listen to approach to these such a teachings with such a particular motivation. Then the fourth category is now the showing and I mean the how to lead the students with the actual instructions. So. All of here, those who are the senior in students, have that in their mind. What are those the four categories of the learning text?
That's such a simple. You know, is also so. Now, lunch is also any time between the day. Lunch is also any time between the day. Lunch is also.
So, in terms of categories within the fourth one. How to lead the student with the actual instructions, which has obviously the two parts. How to lead the students with the actual instructions and the stages of, I mean, how to train the student's mind after they have relied on the teachers.
I think that the teachers are very important to the teachers and the teachers are very important to the teachers.
So those of you, you know, who is studying the Lamming teachings, you know, there's obviously the tendency among the students who study the Lamming texts, if they are asked, what are the categories of one of the main key point of the categories within the domain of the categories, then automatically they would answer. Which means rely on the teacher. The root of the path is, you know, the rely on the teachers.
다 tōmbō tō tsā chī, tēn lō chī chitā chā yurī bā lā nī chī, rō wā. Nī tī tēn lā nīmbō līmbī shī kō wā, nīmbō chitā līmbī chī nī chī, chī lā kī lā kī rō shī ngā nyō nā rō kō.
Okay, so now we read the categories you're not familiar with. Now here, you know...
tī tēn lā nīmbō līmbī shī kō wā, nīmbō chitā līmbī chī nī tē, nī kār sā, tsā yī sā chī nī bā kī, nī chī, nī bā tī chī.
So,
I think I'm a Russia. Should the date to the Marana? Longer so was anything between the ten loge dajam ribanage. That ten loge dajam ribatal and age, and that deed in a nimble in Bishoko, the Nibo Chetan in Bissinere. That deed in a nimble in Bishoko, the Rosach, Nibo Chetan in Bissidala in Longi, Nazar like a batch of the Nibolin in Nire, that Tombo Rosach, and Nibolin in Modella, and Jubit. Chibusunja lingerie, but the Chibichung and lingerie by Nazalinzi. Chibuja Timon, Chibichungi, Mara Chibichungi Timon Alsa. Chibichungi Timon, Chibuja, Chibichim the lingerie by Nazalinzi, so much. Tipotrok, Domachi Loda.
So, how to lead the student with the actual instruction, which is the fourth category of the learning text, which is a two part. How to rely on the teachers, the root of the path. And the stages of how the students train their mind after they have relied on the teachers. So out of these two, the first one has already been covered, and the second one has another two, and exhortations to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, and how to take the full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity. So out of these two, the first one has already been covered, and the second one has another two, how to develop the sudden knowledge of a general the presentation of the path and the actual way to take the full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity. So out of these two, the first one has already been covered, and the second one has the three parts, training the mind in the stages of path, share with the person of a small capacity, and the second being the training the mind in the stages of path, share with the person of medium capacity, and the third being the training the mind in the stages of the path for a person of a great capacity.
The Jubichung and Langerie Banyas and Zitra Songe, Jubichung is somebody, because a Jubichung is somebody who will teach you with a tailor Lotto Gabas.
Yeah, so the first one, out of these three, the first one, the training the mind in stages of path, share with the person of a small capacity has the three parts. The actual training of a thought for a person of a small capacity, and the second being the attitude of a person of a small capacity, and clearing off or eliminating the misconception concerning the attitude of a person of a small capacity. So out of these three, the first being the training the mind in stages of path. I mean, the first one, the training of a thought for a person of a small capacity has two parts: developing the stages of the mind that strive diligently for the sake of the future life, and the second being that rely on the means for achieving the happiness in the next life. So where we have reached so far is the rely on the means for achieving the happiness in the next life. So this is the category where if somebody asks what to do in order to protect yourself, in terms of the rely on the means for achieving the happiness in the next life, and then this particular the category come into picture.
당가솔 터히 가려여서서나 아니 전에 거주소나 조선 로에다 아니 렌델라 이체나 나도 제대니 가서 일레카레라다 내가 주쇼.
So the what responsibility that we have to focus on would be believing the going for refuge, the three jewels, and having a faith in the consequences of the action that we carry out. When you talk about the training in going for refuge, which is the excellent door for entering the teachings, has the four parts, the causes of going for refuge. So based on that, the objects to which you go for refuge and the way you go for refuge, and then once you have gone for refuge, there's a particular precepts that one needs to adopt. And particularly if you talk about the going for refuge, there are different defining characteristics with regard to how you go for refuge, based on the, you know, the particular the distinctions.
So what
is the reason to be crucial about knowing the knowledge of the object before we go for refuge to that particular object that you go to rely on?
So once you have
seen some quality of the objects, you know, when you go for refuge to that particular objects, then it would make you very feel very, you know, reliable, very confident.
So with
regard to going for the refuge to the objects, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, do you really feel that there's some kind of fear out of which that you really try to turn your mind, turn your mind away from or to preclude yourself from? So is there really kind of fear within you? Or you should ask yourself, you know, if you really have the intentions to go for refuge to such objects. Going for refuge by knowing the distinctions. Here it reads that the text reads page number 185, the second last paragraph. So when you have gained the certainty by meditating in this way, so you will understand that the scripture and the commentaries are instructions. In that, most of them teach the good qualities of the three refuge.
So once
you have the faith, and once you have that the conviction, then what you will find would be you will find the text in a certain order, the chronological order, so by which that it would be very suitable for you to develop the spiritual realizations in a particular sequence.
변한두스러 뒤진 강저데 년에 야고 쟁에 쟁에서나 단다 카투야로 이니마 빼자 되지 말래다 나서지 롱에서나 아니 라니 강저서 니 카투레서 카투 저그저 되지 요거서 송아리
So if the sequence of the how you should develop not just from the intellectual understanding but also the you know experiential the realizations that one should derive out of the such as scriptures then if you would reach the any particular the scripture right there then out of which you know you can just open it up and you will see where you reach and you know, you can correspond to the contents of that particular text
labad de sanje yin de de bi khature da de chu yin de de khatu de bi khature sa na khatu khatu zen thu la da ga je gang je ne nyalen ya bo chen yin na so ro gan de ji thu so na ya ran yin yin nyalen je sa de zu gu zu thu ba ma se sanje yin de de da de de re sa na zu gu zu thu ye chi ji dang a cha wa se
if you really develop the I mean if you practice really sincerely and you know ask the questions within your mind corresponding to the scripture that you're reading then you would be able to in a positions where you can pinpoint where the spiritual what level the spiritual realization that you have gained so when you encounter with any particular text then it is something that you can really practice on that level or you are not in that level you can pinpoint the you know your practices
hello winda je gan la to ba yin nyang ne nyang len ji chen do wa re nyang len ji chen do wa na ne de da bi cho sa ba de ji pa jiang yu go de ma ka ne de ba yin be de yi den la jin po pa de me ba len bi ge chen bo she ba sha wo so do de de ba do lo ro chi da
So here the text we continuously read. So people who reject analytical meditation as a practice, thinking that it is a mere conceptualization, shut off many such ways of accumulating merits and clear away obscurations. Therefore, be aware that such a rejection is a great obstacle to taking advantage of a boundless potential of a life of leisure and opportunity.
pena gan la che gan chen ne gur sing ro gan sing de jo gan ran ma de che gan chen ne gur ni sing de che dang ni ma pe na mo bu chung lo ju ye sa de la da ma so gan la che gan de jo gan sing ni ro ma de no na che gan sing chen na ni to ba ran ji la che ne gur sing ye re sa la da tanda 제강 변에 제강을 또 봐 있냐 번 되 번에 뒤 때는 해보려 이게 처벌이 선도 한다다 너네 처분 대선 됐어 제강 선들랑 가서 강나 제강도 조강선이 여러 왔으나다 동보
so generally speaking you know when we talk about meditating on something so there are two the broad camps the analytical meditations or the meditation and the meditations of engagement
단단했는데 선도와 제강이 제주여 말에마도 제강이 제나 있는 영례를 누구래서 라미에게 제강 제주여 말에 생기되 뼈 누구래 선도와 살아다.
So those of the individuals who really reject the analytical meditation as something that is negated, you know, would really find themselves to be detrimental to. The progress that spiritual realization.
가서 선언도나 제가 매번 조건 용시고 말하려다. 변도 또 번 매번 무슨 용시고 말하려다. 또 번 것도 무슨 번 무슨 용시고 말하려다. 제단.
Just as like just as like there wouldn't be any the direct perceptions without any the preceding moment of the thoughts processes. So does there wouldn't be the meditations of the engagement, you know, without really relying on the analytical meditations, where you would really, you know, analyze things to make sure that, you know, you ascertain something. So rejecting the analytical meditation, you know, it's you know, seen as a very obstacles to accumulating merits, and so forth. The text read that the more you practice these things, the more accustomed your mind will become to them, and the easier it will be to practice what you had initially found difficult to learn. So you will develop the spirit of enlightenment, thinking, I too should obtain the Buddhahood like the Buddha whom I recollect. So you will have visions of Buddha day and night. No matter how much you suffer at death, you will not lose your recollection of the Buddha. And then it's to quote the King of Concentration Sutra says. So here the emphasis is really on to familiarize your mind with the quality that the Buddha has. Obviously, you may find very difficult to familiarize with a certain quality which you had not been familiar with earlier. So once you have acquainted with the certain qualities, then you, of course it would become more easier. So here, of course, we are talking about familiarization in relation with the qualities of the Buddhas. So what your familiarizations with the quality of the Buddha would lead to would be you will really find yourself to aspire for the quality that the Buddha has adopted. So once you have found yourself in a certain position, in such positions where you really aspire to attain the quality of the Buddha, then you know, of course, you are developing the bodhicitta, the altruistic aspiration, which is you know, the altruistic aspirations to attain the state of Buddhahood, for the sake of all beings. So you know, once you have developed that the strong aspirations to attain the state of Buddhahood, and by familiarizing your mind with the quality of the Buddha, then you will have visions of the Buddha.
진도된 가서 제바 차로로 변나 상제 세이된 나이 존에 되지 바로 나이 존에 출의 샤와들 출의 죄면은 나이 존에 출의 샤와를 건거 지어요 말이라다
so with regard so with regard to the qualities of the buddha the qualities of the buddha the state of buddhahood can be seen as the moon that the reflection of the moon that you can see in the water so as long as there's a moon there should be a reflections of the moon in the water yeah, but the question is the how purity and the how the stability of the water itself so our state of mind is you know similar or likened to the quality of the water you know how purity or how stability that we have
변된도 지체한 아니 동해 지신 산지 지스 템비 아니 템바 마냥 반제되어서 라닐 치와 변에 변에 류들라 로 치 나서도 동해 접 간제 지요나요 산절에 대바지 로데기 동해 비자당 그랬어 같이나 로데 산절에 대바지 얘기 대바지 생도 그랬어도
so here the faith in the Buddha is something which is really crucial. That play a role in terms of the superseding the painful sensations or whatever afflicted emotions that we may be experiencing through. So once you have acquainted with or once you have the quality of the Buddha, then it would, you know, these kind of, the having the quality of the Buddha or such a bodhicitta or sort of, or the sympathetic resonance, another word you can put it, this, having the sympathetic resonance or the compassions or the bodhicitta would really supersede or the transcend the afflictions.
변화로와 산재 예예 대통령 산재를 대파시고 전부 영역이 맺지이나 변화 단단한 손으로 지는 곳이 전부 나오는데 산재를 대파도 지혜로도 알아다로 다 산재 예예 대통령 대파시고 전부 영역제 당에 대해서 이니 동해 가르치 요소나야 산재기 대파대 그런 찍고라 전에 되는 게 차이여서 송도
So once you have developed the faith in the Buddha and you can really intensify the strength of the faith in Buddha, then you will find, you know, very stable. You will find, I mean, you can develop a very stable faith, which will really help you supersede the painful sensations, such as like headache that you may experience. So mm-hmm. right now, at current state, maybe once you have the painful sensations, such as headache, that you may not have recollection of the Buddha.
다요 마스로윈다 마스로윈다 딩엔지 제보레스 쳔라 거시 쿤드 치바샤 제타미다 마드 토셰바 델라네비 토바 데다케 데젠 되네 델레 센슈주 데젠 자와이네 거시 당 이시바드 멤버 통한테 다바 지스템버 간시나 델라 센슈 로든 버번제 데네 찬두 드신 네비세 주부담비시 로든 드 제텐 자왈라미 단드주 마르 단주 와 데베 상주 데야 멘란데 시에당 스티바돌로르치다
So here the text reads the King of Concentration Sutra says I instruct you and you should understand people's minds become absorbed in something to the degree that they reflect on it So therefore, recollect the master of the sages as having a conqueror's physical posture and limitless sublime wisdom. If you constantly familiarize yourself with such a recollection, your mind will become absorbed in it. You will desire the sublime wisdom of a holy being, whether you walk, sit, stand, or recline, because you yourself will want to become a supreme conqueror in the world. You will also make prayers aspiring to enlightenment.
Remember,
비시 디 시글 비시 데오마긴 디스 세고 고르다
어 됐다다시 응 되게 계속 가르치고 그래서는 로데 공주 대소나로 와 로데 공주 여보 대소나 아니 로데 대이쇼나 강아 슈슈 요거래서 말이
So the important point which has been made here is you know obviously the once you have made you know the familiarizations of the sudden knowledge then it would automatically comes without really exertion
tan ji deno meba chi kar do ro wa tin ri gi sang je yin de tong de lo de nga nga shu shu ran ni la ne tu ba ma se de shu la jong wa shu se de nga nga shu shu ma la yin che je de nge chi cha ge le so do wa ro wa
and then such a familiarizations that you may develop would lead you to aspire for the attainment of the enlightenment.
嗯，写当时，俺老问的，没得是弄的。嗯，写当时，吕当、俺当、伊拉、当、伊萨，到的三界大概俺把角色，但他天天三句广播，年三天用几点广播通，那些天天那些没得呢？
所以，here it reads that, and also the constantly give praise to the Buddhas with your body, speech, and mind of clear faith by conditioning your mind stream in this way, you will see the protector of the world day and night. Should you suffer the approach of death in sickness and sorrow, your recollection of the Buddha will not be lost. It will not be erased by your suffering. So, when you meditate on the qualities of the Buddhas, the body, speech, and mind, and once you have acquainted yourselves to the qualities of the Buddha, speech, and body, speech, and mind of the Buddha, then you know you can derive a lot of. Rejoice out of
that.
So once you have gained, or once you are able to derive the pleasure or rejoice in a particular actions that you carry out, then obviously that particular object would pops up in your mind more frequently because you have that desire.
딘디기 가나데 트로나칭이 되게 이니 말라 동해 간저주는 거기 로봇 제거를 생기지 해서나 이니 동해 체비 걸로 코팅이 그러 올라다 이러와 딘디기 가나데 트로나치에서 유대기 이니 말라 동해 체비 걸로 로봇 제거를 생기 예체질 해서나 런일레 동해 무슨 용비네 그걸 콜라려와 제거로 올라다
The faith that you have developed towards the particular objects. So here in this context, we rely, you know, we have the faith in the Buddha. So once you have the, you know, very stable faith, then once you encounter with some calamities where you know you find a very difficult time, then you know that particular object, you know, would pops up in your mind.
나 속에 샌디기 동해 최초대 직하게 지내기 동해 들어와라다 알레.
속에 지대들 잡아. I believe that as far as the conventional reality is concerned with regard to the calamities that one can ever find at the worst cases would be the death that we would you know it would strike on us suddenly.
인주기 동해기 초아대기 산재기 때 전부 다 초고 말했으니 그쪽에서 초아 갈려고 돌아다.
So what do you feel about when you listen to the teachings which states that you know, the recollection of the Buddha will not be lost? I mean, you know, the recollection of the Buddha will not steal your fear that you may have.
So you can do some other things.
So, I don't know what would be the case with us. So when you, when we are in us, when we are experiencing the painful, excruciating, the painful sensations, so do you really have that, do you still have that faith in the Buddha, reliable Buddha who can really protect you? Do you have that sense of feeling like that?
Michi cut Tandaran Pigilla, Ben Macedoina Roa Macedoa della Tai, Taki, Yobachi, Dele Tabi, Taki, Michi, Cola Dinsoyana, Kupi, Donhete, Majemachene, Piggy Joe, the Tangorola. See what say Jarota.
So, for example, what would you think about it? If the prisoner or the one who is criminal or something, who has been punished for the death sentence, and then prior to the executions, what that individual persons may experience, if he or she has this very strong sense of faith within him or her, the faith in the Buddha, then his or her fear to be executed would be superseded by his or her faith in the Buddha. Thereby, that individual person is not going to experience the death sentence, but rather they have a rejoice.
One thing
you can look at this situation would be you may say it is kind of the faith, Another way of looking at that particular situation would be it is really the realizations, and it's really the familiarization that the individual person must have gained. So if your knee is warm enough, then there shouldn't be any pain. So no matter how long you sit down. It's helpful to bring over some shawl to cover up with.
ただ、ゲシポドイソンでまあ、ちゃんでまあ、そのようにだ。ポドイシェネソンと。やんやんさんな、いい知識だ、じ、じゃだとそうね、信じ、信路上さんと。てらにしにばにたびぐに、にたびごに、ちょうすそうね、でいらじゃら、ろうさんな、じじゃたんち、さんじゅちゅうしゃわしどんじゅわいんで、そうと。
So here the text, the page 186, Potowa said, if you reflect on the Buddha's good qualities again and again, you will receive a blessing commensurate with the strength of your faith and the purity of your mind, because you have gained a certainty about them. You will go for refuge from the depth of your heart and train yourself in the precepts of refuge. Then everything you do will become a practice of the teachings.
Penaro sanje je kusun tu je yin de ya kase sa na ni sanje la yi kase yi che che lo gore son do ro wa yi che lo che re lo gore son do yi che che son do
so if you reflect on the Buddha's good qualities the more over and over again and once you have familiarized with the qualities of the Buddha then the more you do it and you will gain you will gain what you call it the strength of your faith which is the proportions to the how intensity that you are reflecting on
matsun jitin corona yodara wala de ichi me na lueke ge maro wala da lue ma ke na tanda thyo ge maro wala da tensa ni mo de gro
so if you do not develop the faith then you wouldn't really rely on that object
pena ji jeda de son se de ro ma chu gi hi ju se de ro ma chu gi dan de hi ju se de ka de jian ma na tong tong de ji me se men du ala da le ro ka de mi gi su tong na yi yi ji xi ba le chen suo de men du ala da dan da ne ro mi gi su tong na yi yi ji xi ba le yi ji xi ba le se na men du ala da le dong
So with regard to the how clarity that our mind is, if you probe into how clarity that we have, our mind is, you will find that it is not as clear as the clarity that we can see the particular the object, which is the form that we can see through the bare eye.
Mm-hmm. ji da so na mi ge zu to ma na ye ye ji xie ba la su su ju ju na tong ye cha ye zhe la da
so once your mind has become a pure, very pure and if the purity take place within your mind in the mind stream then the what you see will very you know very transparent and very clear
bena danda chuo song yi mi xie bena ni yi xi ji ju ro benan damba nabu jila nawa kogu do la da. Benarwa damba yuwa na ya chi chugi buwa desu desu chi tuan yuwa zangza tu nduwa. Chi tanda nga suki chugi chi desu desu yuwa de chi damba yi chile ya chugi buwa tuan pi sonri chi mato hiji nga yi de chi damba sonri chi mato nawa kogu mendo la da nga rong hiji de.
So as far as my mental mind stream is concerned, you know, in terms of how clarity it is, you know, I consider myself I consider my mind as a that is the muddy water where the bubbles is not really transparent.
This is of course
talking about my mind still not yours. So this is the basic or the foundation which we may really focus on in terms of the developing the very purity of the mind so that you know we would be able to receive the blessings from the Buddha.
된지기 선제의 위치 저지비관에 아니 고송제 샤와 간데 진조나요 아니 선제기 줘라 너의 자야를 송도와
So once on the basis of the development of the purity of the mind that one may have, then on the basis of which that we can develop the faith in the Buddha Dharma, so that you know whatever actions that we may carry out through the body, speech, and mind would be conforming with the teachings. Mm-hmm. In other words, you wouldn't contradict the teachings. Mm-hmm.
mato nga so gi tan ta gi ne tang ro sang je gi song le nga so pe pe lo so la ni mo ma sing je ro mo jang ge tu su ge che wa dang ji nyang ga che wa zhe ge se la zhe ge ye se ne tan de song du wa dang de ge ji po do yi
so you know the traditionally speaking in Tibet those who consider themselves is the Buddhists yet if you really probe inside what the mental you know characteristic is then their tendency among the Tibetan which would highly rely on the divine creator rather than really having a faith in the Buddha Dharma. So there's a tendency in Tibetans, back in Tibet, there's a particular place there where Tibetan would tend to go when there's some problem or calamities pops up. That is what we call the the one who claimed himself or claimed to have the predictions by means of throwing a dice. Diviner. So as far as the diviner is concerned, there are the all different ranges of the individuals in terms of the appearance. There could be lamas or monks robes, or even there's the lay people in old age. So diviner was one of the objects to whom that the many Tibetans tend to rely on. And particularly, they go to the diviner for the predictions if there's any obstacles ahead of their life. Of course, there are the predictions which would be very pinpoint. So there were tendencies such as even among the Namet, you know, who would go to the diviner for, you know, where the lost animals, then, you know, it may be the lost animal could be, you know, it's a, what do you call it, maybe eaten by the predator, such as like, the fox or whatever. So in my hometown there were not lamas or geishas, but most likely there were the lay people who are very venerable, and sometimes there's a tendency to pinpoint what this is.
This is
what the Geshe Potowa criticize. There's a certain people, you know, who claim themselves to be a Buddhist, but yet they rely more on the diviner than the Buddha himself. So this is very true what the Geshe Potowa said. I don't know about here in the Western countries what the tradition that you have, but as far as the Tibetan tradition is concerned, this is really true.
It
is said that we value the Buddha's knowledge even less than that of an accurate diviner. If a reliable diviner says, I know that this year you will not face any problems. We are relieved. Mm-hmm. If he says this year you will face problems, do this and not that, we strive to follow his advice. If you do not, If he or the diviner says this year you will face problems, and then do this or not that, we strive to follow his advice. If we do not, we think we did not follow his advice and start worrying.
Sanje jin de dan de pong she ba dan de dan de du bo je ba la ni je ba la lo gen la se ma
le de lo da. So but when the Buddha says you should give this up, you should practice this, then do we commit ourselves to these injunctions or instructions?
Nye tanchi ngayu ni siri sangwa chen rawa pe na sanje yi nga zong la ini chono donghen degu mendo wa ini donghen di shiba shen ini donghen yi jyo di pangu gure song ya rawa sa la ta.
Of course, as far as the injunction or the instruction is concerned, the Buddha gave the teachings that the what called afflictions must be recognized at the first place. Then by recognizing that, and we should give an antidote, I mean, we should recognize what the causes are, and that needs to be eliminated. And we should strive to eliminate what the causes that give rise to the afflictions. So what we don't desire is the suffering. You know, if you trace, and you will find the underlying cause, which is the ignorance. I mean, which is the ignorance, you know, which is the origin of the suffering. So, since you aspire for happiness, then you must recognize and how to achieve the happiness. So that happiness, of course, doesn't refer to the temporary happiness, but rather the permanent happiness, which can be derived out of the cessation of the suffering. So by means or mechanism by which that we should adopt or we should seek the cessation of the suffering is by means of relying on the paths that leads to that particular cessation of the suffering. So as far as our understanding or the practices is concerned, which is not really accord with what the Buddha says. The general speaking, you know, one wouldn't have that kind of sensibility towards the teaching which was taught by the Buddha as something, the instructions given to yourself or myself. And to me, you know, I feel like that. I'm not sure about you. It's we have a general understanding that the Buddha taught that, but it doesn't really mean that what Buddha taught to me. We don't have that sense.
Sanjeji sonro res lenge pone rāngshī shī kī tō tū chū kī rōwā yī sōng tē sōng tū. Tī bā tō lō rō chī tā.
So here the text reads, do we worry if we do not follow them? Or do we say, well, the teaching says that, but right now, under the circumstances, I cannot follow it. I must do this instead. And completely forsaking the Buddha's teaching, proceed straightforward with disregard according to our own ideas. Of course, this is very true in terms of the tendency that we have in general speaking, traditionally speaking, due to the fact that when we prioritize our the daily chore, obviously we tend to do something which is beneficial to our day-to-day life sustenance. Such as the preoccupation of the mundane concerns, such as accumulations of the wealth, fame, or whatever, you know, the job that we do, which contrasts to the Buddha's teachings. The traditionally speaking, there's a tendency among the Tibetans to look at the teaching or the collection of the scriptures as the something that which is generally wrapped up in the piece of cloth, a yellow cloth, which is beautifully wrapped up, and then put it on an altar. And then, you know, you go there in a shrine room, and then you practice, the individuals may consider themselves as a practicing teachings, but in daily life, if you probe into it, you will find that the majority traditional Buddhists would something that the carry out would be different than what the teaching says.
De ji ja cha gu ju la ro san ji yi sun ro ne sun bi de du ju the ro dong ye se ta de de ju the ta dan da ji nan chu ke leng ye no ge ja cha gu ji ji de du yi ta he dong ye de pe ji ja wa me bi se na nga chao che ta ma do pe ji ro ro cha gu er sa la da be na ro san ji yi sun ro no ne de wa ju ta de dong ye se ta sun xiang ye de dan ro 산제기 소로 켈링에 예 아니 간사 대세기 아니 대화 동해 세터니 보티 하는 대화에 말해서 라나 피지로 쳐놓고 그렇지
probably if I say that it would probably one may find I'm exaggerating but sometimes I feel like those individuals who consider themselves as a Buddhist but yet in terms of seeking the method or the mechanism by which seeking the methods by which the one can derive the happiness and the eliminating the suffering would be very different than the means or the mechanisms that is. You know, that is taught by the Shakyamuni Buddha.
Dindriji yi on yi roa, ane, sanje yi song roi song xiang yi de, ane, duja lo mefembi song roi ji cha roi 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 da.
So in such cases, whatever the teachings that the Buddha taught seems to be not really having efficacy on the listeners.
De karichi ne cha roi se na, ane, roa, di yi ji san zhang yi,
So what this would indicate would be the listeners of the teachings may not see the teaching as something that is instructed to himself or herself. And then, you know, when we engage in the practices, then there would what the contradiction would find.
Sisa laba jishe tu. Amanda linga. Linga deda sheba shasa. Sisa jiba jishe tu. Mese laba zangji ne. Nepa tala jishe pen. Soda. Nepa tala pen jirang. Tendu di jiru wata. Rwa. Kansu ba de lale matu na. Ani. Mese laba zangji nepa la pen gama rwas.
So just as like Shantideva states in his Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life, you know, for our patients, just by reading the prescriptions, will not really have an efficacy on the patient himself in terms of recovering from the illnesses that they may have. You know, what the patient should do would be. Really consume the medicine itself, otherwise it wouldn't benefit.
Isn't that true?
I think that is one of the reasons why His Holiness recently emphasized on the establishment of the meditational room, so that you know, the Buddhists, the traditional Buddhists, would focus on really engaging in the practice, reasonable to them and have an efficacy on them by means of doing the meditations.
Bena tsu le den sen lo wa bena nam bi jong xin ye de ma zhen zuo ye ro xu ju ning ye de nyong zhen zuo ye. Zhe ba jie wa yin. Ge ma de tu wa yin ro.
Comparatively speaking, compared to the past, the Buddhist practitioner, you will find there are more in number who study the Buddhists today, but yet the less true practitioner.
Then dagaran dinju de telesi wa de yugdu do mata na nyang ga ge chi zang la chu mi ba kanando lo ne shi de ta na shi de me ba nang wa so de.
So the text reads that if you do not examine your mind, you will be pleased. If you are not misled by the superficial, look within your mind and reflect carefully. So this condition is despicable.
Bena tanji sewa na yi roa, bena chi karsa ka lalian jinu mituwa che, bena duusa che na riyudu, bena yi ye, bena sanje yi sunu te sati roa, yudu ti ila tene re mato, tanda kaus poba ten de kye che gore sengi jio roa, bena neko de kye che gore, de za che gore sengi yi chonzi che jio roa, bena sanje yi sunu le, neko de kye che gore sengi lao duye de, ani chi zanji, chi jimbo zanji roa,
So if you look at such expressions, such expression that, oh, the mundane concern is, something which really we need in our day-to-day lifetime, and prioritizing the mundane concerns over the Buddhist teachings is not really something that is error in terms of the just the expression, but also it's error in the sense of the meaning that one should reflect on.
Bien entendu, mon boy, hurrah. Bien, Sanjay, you son, c'est de Kawazo, de Koye, me, il y a carimato. There is only you that you sell it in a Kayo, where it's head and Rani Rani, let you lodge at Jenny son doa.
But there are individuals, who at a certain extent they advise themselves that the Buddhist teaching is something that is to be done to be done in the past, you know, historically, as if, you know, there's nothing to, nothing relevant with today's world.
Dusulin juga kekian rumah, so teri sunyi tu memang tak dusul dua jari awak sengit dan yeri serawa. Dusul dua jari kare, yaka gengka tengka tengka kare, yakin tengsi pandu dua, dusul dua kekian rumah serawa. Rani ke nyane cuma tu tegi, labar es.
And there are also expressions within the traditional Buddhists, you know, among the traditional Buddhists. There's expressions such as, you know, now today's the 21st century is a different time frame, you know. So actually, it is not really attribute your incapability to practice the Dharma cannot attribute to the time or whatever the century you are in, but rather, you know, it's the lack of practices.
Incapacity. So what
is stated here is very true. One should not really focus on the words, but rather on meaning.
所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所
the individuals who studied the Buddhism at the intellectual level, and also the practices or implementation of the practices, you may find, or there are many Buddhists around the world today. So in general speaking, without really probing into deep down, you know, what the individual's mind stream, what the individual mind stream is, really overwhelmed by the Buddhist teaching.
Much power. Ka nang du lu ne ka sa ge so so le chi ta shu da pe ji han lu san ji te ma nyang se san da nga chob jin cha ge ma do ngo ne ro mi de so ba de shi ra ka bu cha sa sa la.
If you really probe into each and every single individuals, those who claim themselves to be a Buddhist, deep down in their heart, probably you may find that degeneration of the Buddha's teachings. So this is how generally we have understanding that as far as the quality is concerned in terms of the spiritual realizations or the preserving the Dharma or the teachings in terms of the spiritual realizations that is gained from the scriptural knowledge, it's very rare today.
Ta te ba to lo win da de ho yi sang ji do de na sang ji ji yin de yang yang sa na ni ta ba ne ngi xi ju zhong nan be sa de xiu na de kan le xiu yi qiu na de zhu bi gen de lan yang ngi ba de dan zha wa de wong ye jiang zhu ni dan zha la sa de mian na ne lang xian da ju
So the text continuously read, thus reflect again and again upon the good qualities of the Buddha and strive to attain certainty from the depth of your heart. Once you gain this, you reach the very core of the practice of going for refuge, for you will gain certainty with respect to the teachings from which the Buddha arose and the community that practices the teaching. Without this, there's no practice of going for refuge that transforms your mind, not to mention other
paths. 양대 양대 산나다네 이 쿠바지 마요 나라와 아니 랑젠다데 파자쇼 아니 요거 로아 땜발은 주비 고탄 바 토마 동보 동보 그게 장조에 용사요 말선도
So if you know one doesn't really the prof one's own mind in terms of reflecting the qualities of the Buddhas and so forth you know which has a capacity to tame one's mind in a deeper level so if one is not able to do so then let alone the other paths such as the great compassions and so forth but even the entering door you know which is the going for refuge in the three jewels the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha would be very difficult
bena kyeru ro ma jin de ji song do ro lo ba sha wa na ro ga de da lo ba sha wa na se de ga san je yi sun be lo ja na ro ro ni yi tong bo xie ba xie de de cha da ma wan zhan na yang sa ba
and kidub ji states in a particular text
gong sang jie yi sun ba sun bi lao jia nang dong bo rang ni yi xie ba xie
first of all the one need to understand the advice of the Buddha so one needs to be adopted in terms of the one needs to be adopted
xie ba zang ma jia ba ni ba jie jin be be ni lao wo le song duo
so once you have developed the understanding of that particular scripture then you cannot just leave it as an intellectual understand but rather try to implement that the teachings into the in a daily practices
loba sang che ni he ba che la le ma tu yin na yu po ji ro shu po yin no chang ka je ba de ji ba le so du ro he ba ni ya le ma je wa yin na ni mu yu po ji mu jo po ji shu bi no cha la chang ka je ba de ji ba le so du Ranyi Pinyas Kiyo Maro.
So, once you have developed the intellectual understanding of what the advice is, and if you are not implementing that particular teaching into your daily practices, so that would be equivalent to the poor servant who would count the measurement of the, you know, how much the wealth the rich people would have. You know, by having no wealth himself or herself. The implication is that this would be just mere words. Just as like the poor servant, he would have no gain at all, just to count and to know, you know, how much amount of wealth that the rich people would have.
Ngazon ropal ropal ten yo re la ro. Pena chuzon ropi sa ne ne ropa ge sa chi bo ro. Ropa mon so chu bo de so ja ni ja pe gi gi ri ga ne pa ri na ga yo ge ro. Shu ge ngayu de ni chobo kha chi bi hina gi chi de ba de na ni shubo de so ka zen de chang ga jang de pe mo bo yer
kar chang ga jang sa
sen chi din ro ya ji
this is you know what would happen in back in Tibet you know there are those you know who go after the animals just to pasture whether it be yak or di whatever So yeah, there's a tendency among the poor guy who go after the animals would look at the animals of the rich people. The demarcation is made between the how much the animals that the individual has, yak or di, whatever. So one who would count how many animals that other person has does not really have any kind of beneficials right
ro de na yi ying a chong ge sang ge ge gu sun du yin de ta ren bo ji le chang ka ja de du a yin na
peche shinla teze de yojire da kanjin nabu nabu chare je gora sanada.
Similarly, when you study the Buddha Dhamma, then if you just if you just count or just look at how much qualities the Buddha have or the Dharma has, without really reflecting on one's own mind, then they wouldn't be beneficial.
Yeah, that's why. You know, just how are they? And the third part, and the number 30, the question 20, the third part, you have to get more. The third thing, I don't like joy. You have more. Then you have to get more.
And just now, to conclude the session, reflect on the good qualities of the Buddha's Dharma and Sangha, and reflect your own mind, and just imagine, just you know, think yourself that the reason why we are still in the samsara or the cyclic existence is not being able to find the teachings and haven't been able to practice Dharma purely. So let us dedicate and pray that with the recognition that the qualities that the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha has is not something that is really peculiar to the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha, something which is, but rather, you know, we should understand them as something which can really transferable to us, within our domain of the mind. So with that kind of recognition that let us pray, may I be able to develop all the qualities that the Buddha has adopted and for the sake of benefiting the all infinite number of the sentient beings.
Oh, yeah. Sambo Chöche Rado